It's the only block in Minecraft that will take your soul.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Let's talk about Soul Sand. Soul Sand has been in the game since Alpha, the Halloween update to be exact, when the Nether was introduced. It is that block with all those creepy little faces on it, and it slows you down. But that's not all it does, so here are a few tips that you can do with Soul Sand. Okay, well, of course, Soul Sand. This is the block, by the way, and you can see the little creepy faces on it. They're not happy because they're souls trapped in sand. Well, first, you can bring it over into the overworld. Of course, you get it from the Nether. It's all over. And when it's in the overworld, you can plant Nether Wart in it. Nether Wart is the foundation to all brewing. So that's kind of a nice deal that you can do with Soul Sand. Of course, most people know of it because it slows you down when you walk on it. And this is just how, right now I just have it on normal blocks. Right now it's just sitting on sand. It will slow you down even more, of course, if you do the Soul Sand dance in water. So much, much, much slower. Just to kind of show you, here's some normal water over here. Because water makes you slow anyway, but it does make you slower. It'll also slow down entities. So if we kind of shoot an entity into the water here, we got a little fish. You can kind of see his speed right here. And if we put the fish on Soul Sand, he will move even slower. And you can kind of see him kind of updating around a bit because the server and my client are kind of deciding where this fish needs to be. But he definitely does move slower. A way to move even slower on Soul Sand is to put ice underneath you. This will also work with the slime blocks in the new snapshots, but ice gives you the same effect, so I'm just going to walk forward. You can see I'm moving very slowly. If I sprint, this is sprinting on normal Soul Sand, so let me go ahead and just sprint right through it, and then you get to the ice, and you move even slower. And you can see these particles. See how my feet are creating these particles? That's how you know that I am sprinting, because of those particles. So moving very slowly on the Soul Sand with the ice underneath it. And once again, this is made even worse by water. I'm sprinting. I should be sprinting. Yeah, I'm sprinting on water, on Soul Sand, with ice underneath. This is taking forever. It's like 60 seconds a block, it feels like. So you can move very, very slowly with that. There's a few things that people don't realize that Soul Sand does. One is that it lowers your body about 1/8 into the block, which has some interesting effects. So here, let me just go ahead and show off a little bit better. Walking like this is really weird. So you can see my character kind of sink down into Soul Sand when he gets into it. That's a 1/8 block difference. If I try to go back through this doorway with the Soul Sand in it, I actually can't. I can't fit through the door. That 1/8 block difference means that the client and server can't quite meet up to allow me. It's not even a server-client thing. This will happen in single player. It just won't let me back through this door, no matter how I do it. Now, if you're going to use this mechanic, there's a few things you got to know. First, you need the block above the Soul Sand to be gone. It needs to be air above your head. So if there is a block, you'll just go straight through it. It will kind of catch you a little bit, but you will be able to go through. Second, if there is no block, and you kind of might think that this is the way to do it, well, you're actually still able to walk on the edges of blocks, so I can come in at the side and get through the doorway just like that with kind of skipping over the Soul Sand, but if I went straight ahead, I wouldn't be able to do it. So this is the way you gotta do it. 3 blocks on the floor. That way you can't walk onto any sides of the blocks. No matter how you jump, you will not be able to get through this door. It is a one-way door. you can exit, but you just cannot go back in. So that's kind of nice for mobs or players or whatever you want, especially if you can protect it if you're on a multiplayer server and you can protect this door so no one can destroy it. Now, what can this be used for? For traps. By the way, smiley face means that it works. Frowny face means that it doesn't work. And sad face, well, you'll see what that is in just a second. So here's another just example of that in a hallway. You now cannot leave no matter what you do. It's just impossible no matter how many times you jump. This could be very fun or very frustrating, depending on your point of view of the person caught in the soul sand. Now, I did want to show off a trap that you could do with this. This is pretty simple. Coming up on it, you can see that we have a tripwire with some tripwire hooks. This goes to a piston above, so if you trip the tripwire, it actually removes the block, which I think I did it too fast, and it, if I wasn't in creative mode, this would definitely hurt an awful lot. So let's go ahead and destroy this so I can get out. And this is pretty simple by putting the hook up to this torch. You do have to know that there is a few ticks delay between the hooks and the torch turning on and the piston firing over. So if you run really fast through it, you can catch this block as it's still down. So maybe this is something that if you know of how to get through it, you can get through it. But an unsuspecting friend might be a little bit too slow. And finally, one more thing about Soul Sand is that because of this 1/8 block fall down, it's possible to burn yourself when you're next to lava. A lot of people don't know about this, and you might get caught in the nether. So let me go ahead and just show what it looks like if I switch into game mode 0. It's easier to see that if you drop down into the sand and get next to the lava, I'm not standing in lava, but it thinks that I am, and this can catch you off guard if you are in the nether. So a pro tip for those. I hope that this saves your life one day. Finally, boats. The best way to travel in Minecraft, wouldn't you agree? Well, maybe not. They always break when you hit the side of blocks when you get to your destination, except if you have a soul sand barrier. So if we smash into this soul sand, it actually will not break the boat. And it's a perfect place to jump out of your boat and you know, you can grab it out of the soul sand. This is a really good way to kind of add a barrier so that you don't break your boat into sticks and planks every single time you smash into a shore. A great thing for a dock. That's what normally happens. Hooray. Now I'll make a wooden pick with these two sticks and some wooden planks. Of course, as we mentioned last week, you can make a wither boss out of soul sand and wither skulls, but we covered that in the episode last week about creating mobs out of nothing, not using eggs at all. That about wraps it up for this episode. If you're on YouTube, give this video a like. And if you're watching on iTunes, give us a good rating. It really helps out the show a lot. Thanks so much for watching. You can subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching.